Chapter 58, Isaiah chapter 58. Cry aloud and do not hold back. Lift up your voice like a trumpet and show my people their transgressions, and the house of Jacob their sins. Yet they seek me daily and delight to know my ways as a nation that did righteousness, and one who did not forget the ordinance of their God. They ask of me the ordinances of justice. They take delight in drawing near to God. They say, "Why have we fasted, and thou dost not see? Why have we afflicted our souls, and thou dost not take knowledge? Behold, in the day of your fast you find pleasure, and then crush all who owe you labors. Behold, you fast for strife and debate, and to strike with the fist of wickedness. You shall not fast as you do today, to make your voice to be heard on high. Is it such a fast that I have chosen, a day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head like a bulrush, and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Will you call this a fast and a day pleasing unto the Lord? Is not this the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed ones go free, and that you break every yoke? Is it not to break your bread to the hungry, that you should bring home the poor that are cast out? When you see the naked, that you should cover him, and that you do not hide yourself from your own flesh? Then shall your light break forth as the morning, and your health shall spring forth quickly, and your righteousness shall go before you. And the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord shall answer. And you shall cry, and he shall say, 'Here I am.' If you take away from the midst of you the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and the speaking vanity, and if you draw out your soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall your light rise in the darkness, and your darkness shall be as the noonday. And the Lord shall always guide you and satisfy your soul in dry places, and make your bones fat, and ye shall be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. And those who come of you shall build the old waste places, and you shall raise up the foundations of many generations. And ye shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. If from the Sabbath you turn your foot away from doing your pleasure on my holy days, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable, and shall honor him, not doing his own ways, nor finding his own pleasure, nor speaking your own words, then you shall delight yourself in the Lord. And I will cause you to rise upon the high places of the earth, and feed yourself with the inheritance of Jacob your father, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it."